it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
For a quick sports update.
Well, thank you, Hollywood. It's been a tough week here for the Milpitas Trojans, who are dealing with some issues inside the locker room. Although the team was able to beat Half Moon Bay in an overtime thriller, quarterback Jack McCock voiced his frustrations to the media following the game.
Let me make something clear to all you members of the Milpitas media. I'm doing my best I can, but man, it's hard to win when you're surrounded by crap players. Our offensive line stinks, but hey, at least they aren't as pathetic as our defensive line. Maybe if these losers showed up for meetings, then we could actually be a functioning team for once. But that would take leadership, which we obviously do not have. Anyway, F this team, the coaches, and especially the fans who can't do what I do while they sit around eating their foot-long hot dogs. Anyway, it's game night at the McCock House, and you all care more than I do.
JMC's comments were not well received, and he had to issue an apology. The coaching staff has reached out to Trojan legend Kim Bocamper to see if he could head up a leadership council to get the team back on track. And now let's send it back to a man who embodies culture, company man Harold.
That was good.
That was good.
That was good.
I'll admit that was good.
I mean, if you're going to go to old good old Milpitas,
yeah,
I put a T in there, Bo, just for the record.
Yeah, there you go.
The correct way, but yeah. Anyway, we keep that city alive, Bo. We
well,
never
you know
what
I got from that was the Trojan leadership has been stretched thin, so to speak.
Yes, it has. Right? Not big enough.
No,
it's not big enough.
No,
not big enough right now on the Trojan team.
Hey, nice job there, guys. Nice.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Stretch thin. You don't want to rip, right?
Yeah. No. No. We.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we had rib problems too. I think with the with the teeth. I think that's causing some of the problems.
Anyway,
you see, you know, you drag me into that. Vortex there.
Yes, there's. It always gets raunchy, and this kind of stuff just seems to happen. All right, man. So we still got a lot of games left.
Yeah.
I really haven't talked to you that much this week like I usually do. So can we say that?
You got a really
good chance to win this game. So they scored 13 a game.
So we've been saying that every week, right?
Yes.
You should beat the Colts. Now I'll give you this. The Colts are a better football team than anyone expected going in. Right.
They got the best record.
Right. I mean,
I yeah.
So we'll give that. The Jets sneaked out one there. But ever since then, well, we should beat this team. We're better than this team.
Right.
Well, we're better. Well, these guys got – first it was, they got their backup running back who run for 285 yards or whatever it was against us. And then this one was, this guy just came off the practice squad. This running back is going to – and then their whole offensive – they had to bring the kid from St. Thomas Aquinas out of retirement. I think he's been retired for 5 years.
Yeah, he's
and they brought
played.
Him in here and started.
Right.
Right. And so and
they
then,
were
and,
down
in their
bunch
whole
of
offensive line and they were decimated, the injuries. That goes to tell the fans when you look at injuries in games, it means nothing in this league. So you got all that and you do it. So now we're going into Cleveland. And they got a new quarterback playing. He seems to be doing decent.
He's a rookie quarterback. His third game,
yeah.
Bo. You got to get after him.
Well, we
the
do.
Problem is,
we do.
So, Bo, you studied the D line.
So, Joe, let me. So we've been going on for the whole week, this whole season. Well, we're better than those guys.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
We should. Know. You know, they're a bad team. No. We're better than the Jets. They're a bad team. We're better than who do we? Carolina. They're a bad team.
Yeah.
We're better than
Patriots.
They're a bad team. You know what? We're the bad team.
Right.
we're the bad team. Yes, we're the guys that are coming. We're Cleveland sitting up there going, hey, they're a bad team.
No, they're favored by 2.5.
They're a bad team.
Yeah.
We're going to beat that team. They're a bad team. We're the bad team. And we're pointing at the other teams saying, no, they're the bad team. You know, at some point, you know.
No, I agree. I don't disagree. I know one thing that puts you in a good mood. We got to run up to Los Olas. I'm going to run up to Los Olas right now. Chef Andre, catch and cut. Oh, my gosh. Chef Andre, how you doing? Bo's hurting a little bit, man. You came in just in time there. Couldn't have
good
gotten
morning, any... gentlemen. You know, it's really nice you guys are talking about New England quite a bit. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm going to give you some props. They're leading the AFC East.
How about that?
Huh? How about that?
And Joe, you got to call me off air and tell me how you muted Kim. Because I haven't done that here in the restaurant. I can't mute him. Because when he comes in, he doesn't stop. So you got to let me know how you mute him.
I got to tell you, he has been fired up. Hey, Chef, we got to get into the good news, man. For everybody in South Florida, if you are going up to Los Olas, I got a lot of good restaurants. But, man, I know somebody has got fresh stone crabs starting today. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're really excited. I'm waiting for them to arrive, first catch of the season. Listen, there's no better place to get stone crabs in Fort Lauderdale than here at Catch and Cut. So, you know, I had a great role model for 26 years, and we're going to carry that tradition up here. So I'm very excited.
Same steak, same sushi and everything else. If you haven't been up there, you're in for just a great experience. Valet parking, but the stone crabs, man, I didn't realize that just kind of snuck up on us, and they're all coming in fresh and ready to go.
So you got new stone crab, fresh stone crabs coming in today, right? Starting today. And I'm surprised that you're able to pull away, because I thought you'd be cracking stone crabs all day long.
Oh, but I will be. I got Gene, the selling machine,
and the crack, the shell cracking machine.
No better person selling stone crabs than Gene. He's already called me this morning.
And Friday, Friday is kind of a special day. It's a big stone.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Old crab day, and they're gonna. We're gonna.
What are you doing?
It's all day long. I think it starts 11 o'clock, 11:30.
Yeah, it's our kickoff lunch here at Catch and Cutch, and really featuring the stone crabs, and we got a bunch of other things going on. We got champagne, caviar. We got a lot going on tomorrow, so we're real excited to kick off this season with stone crabs.
Free champagne, getting some wine thrown in there, caviar.
Oh man, that's great.
It's going to be a stone crab celebration like none other.
Yeah, boy. Well, listen, you talk about a guy knows a thing or two about the stone crab business. Chef Andre is the man, no question about it. Chef, thank you so much, man, and good luck. And I'll be seeing you down there in the next couple of weeks. I lost a bet here.
Woody will be there in 20
Jamie
minutes.
And Woody will be with me that day. So I need Gene the Dream to come in for that one, because he busts their balls, and I like it, so it's good.
On that bet, I think you guys win no matter what, so doesn't matter.
There you go. Chef, thank you.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a good week. Thank you.
All right, Chef Andre. Now we got to play him up there. You and I could be losing another bet.
Yeah, I think he's already printed up the jerseys, so we're in. We're in deep water right now.
Yeah, and Gene the Dream, by the way, as for as good as there is, as good as there is, when it comes to stone crabs, amazing.
I saw him break a couple for you at one point.
He goes, you know, there's more in there, and I go, how? He showed me pop, 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 pop. He's done. He didn't even use. He just used his hands. Pop, 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 pop. It was done. Best. It was amazing. Yep. Hey, we got to go to break. We got more time here. I got Bo on a roll right now, so we'll be right back in just a second. But
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.